the framework of something. And administration of one's life, that means, I will mean, the framework of your life and the operation of your life. How things go with you from day to day. That's interesting. How things go, that's your word. You see, how things go with you from day to day, your daily experiences, what you want to see tomorrow, what you want to see at this present hour, that is your world, including how they affect what you are expecting and every of your ambitions. That is still your world. It also refers to the world system with respect to socio-economic structures, which may not be pleasant, and the environmental management of a period in human history, including its arts and sciences. Two things there. We were told something what the frame means. We've also been told what the word means. And he said, with what you say, you can frame your word. And we know the frame is to repair, to restore, which means we can restore. Maybe something that was not unpleasant yesterday, we can restore it today with our word by framing it. Praise God. Now, I said, bringing this home to your personal life now, all we have been saying, you can frame how things go with you from day to day by speaking forth God's words. God's words concern it. Every word that God has written in His word, when you speak it forth, what you do, you create that word. You can also use that word to restore or repair. I use one example. My son Bucci, when I was in school, when he goes to school, in the other class he was, there was so much complaint from the teacher that he's slow in writing. He's also slow in learning. So when the report get to me, what did I do? I said, no, my son is not. I said, my son is born fast in writing, skillful. And I said, so he's also what? Excellent in what? Learning. Of course, that's what happened. Because the same teacher that said it when he was writing on our report sheet wrote excellent and wrote good. So I framed what her life in respect of that situation with just my unseen words, my faith words. I could have also had framed the word by agreeing what he says, and that's what we'll be seeing. So if she had said something not pleasant, and I say, that's true, what did I do? I had framed that also. I had restored what she said. And that's what the child will be. So you can change anything, you can repair anything, you can bring anything to be with your word. I remember the pastor when he was taking the power of the blessing. He said, blessing is the empowerment to do what? To produce, to be fruitful. And he said that we've been positioned in such a way that we can produce what God can produce. So if God could produce things with his words, we can do the same thing. Praise God. See, God made the whole world by speaking forth. That's what we should do. He said, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. The judge does not live by philosophy. The judge does not live by books. The judge does not live by the technical know-how. He said, the judge shall live by faith. Your word, lively expressions is through God's words. In other words, you can give life to whatever skill you have. You can restore. You can create what you want to see in a place of office. It doesn't matter how the environment looks like. In order you can create your promotion. If all this while everybody has been promoted, you're not in promotion, you can create it. If you're entitled to a promotion next month, and there's always issue that you will not be part of it, you can restore it. Through your faith filled words. Praise God. And he said, as his kids, as we, that is talking about us now, we have the same creative power inherent in us. Because we are made in his image. and his likeness. Anything you can think of God is what you can think of yourself. You are an expression of it. The only difference is that you have a physical frame. Whatever God is, you are. So as he is, so are we in this world. There is a creative force in us because we have his life. We have his love, so we have the same creative force to frame the kind of life and environment we desire. It makes no difference whether the environment is unpleasant. You can frame your kind of world in that unpleasant world. Of course, some people say there's no money in Nigeria, but go to Lekki, people are living big in the same funny world. Oh, somebody is always being promoted, he's always being favored. In the same world, people are saying it's terrible. In the same country. That means there's something good about the nation. You can log in to those good things about the nation through your words. By refusing to agree what you are seeing. It's what you say you will get. It's not what is on the ground. The economy is bad, makes no difference. Somebody is giving $620,000 as a bribe in the same country that says it's bad. So that means there's money in the country. You can call for the money with your mouth. You can call for the house. You can call for the car. You can call for the big things in this world. You can call for the business through this world. Praise God. He said again, he said, there is a creative force in you to frame the kind of life, what kind of life you want to live. An environment we desire. He said, oh, this environment is hostile. My neighbors are not really relating to me fine. You can recreate it. I remember one time when we just moved into to Kit. My sister-in-law was not very friendly to my wife. She was so hostile. I just went to the house. I said, you must love her. Makata brakashat. Love was went in this home. And that's all I did. The same woman that was hostile became friendly. I didn't speak to her. I framed the right environment that I want to see just by speaking. You can do the same thing. We can alter our destinies. What do you mean that alter your destiny? It's not altering it as God sees it. You are trying to alter what you are going through to fit into God's destiny of your life. That's what it means. And change the course of event in our country through faith-filled words. If you agree with what they are saying, the country is terrible. Remember, your word is powerful. The way this faith thing can work in the negative, it can also work in the positive. So if you agree with them, that's what you will be seeing in your spheres of contact. Praise God. So this is the key to recreating your life. Some of the books you have read, some of the techniques that you have is God's words. God's words is paramount in every sphere, every area of your life. And creating our nations of our dream. What nation do you want to see? What country do you want to see? Is through this word. Speak forth today what you want to see in your life and faith. Frame your iron, which is your domain of influence. As you utter those words of faith, the Holy Spirit will incubate on them and make them a reality. It makes no difference what has happened in your life in the past. It makes no difference. As we have heard what frame means, he said you can repair, you can restore, you can create. So you can restore, you can repair whatever things you have had in the past that was not okay. Praise God. So there's hope for a change through this world. It's not hope for a change because your boss like you. It's not hope for a change because you are working in Shell. There's hope for a change in God's words. It makes hope for whether you work in Shell because you don't even know the next day whether you're going to be sacked. But through your words, you can sustain what you want to see consistently. The power for that change is in your mouth. Is not in your credentials, Hilton. Is in your mouth. Speak words of faith, blessing, and power, and recreate your world, your first of influence, your domain of influence. Perfect mind, and restore everything in your iron, which is your word. Praise God. Let's take his confession. Dear Father, I thank you for granting us peace and ensuring fruitfulness, prosperity, and productivity in every area of our national life. I declare that our country is exalted and everything in the nation conforms with your will and destiny for her. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh. I want to hear you again. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, what you have heard today, how many of us are doers of this word? How many of us are doers? Because it's not the hearers that are blessed. Who are blessed? The doers of the word are blessed. Hebrews 11 verse 3 says what? Hebrews 11 verse 3. Through faith we understand that the words were framed by the word of God. It says through faith we understand. Through faith we understand. How many of us really believe in that thing, that through faith we understand? Sister Tao, Sister T, through faith we understand that the words, physical words we are seeing, they are framed by the words of God. What does that mean? Just want to hear you tonight.
Give me the other mic, Anna. The word is what? The word is spiritual. The word is spiritual. Those things we are needed, we are already blessed with them in heavenly places. Is that true? So they are real in the spiritual realm. Because it's, if you say we are blessed with every spiritual blessing, think about that. When you say every spiritual blessing, ever, that means what? You are blessed with every spiritual blessing. You are blessed with every spiritual blessing. What can you see when you hear that? That you are blessed with every spiritual blessing. What does that mean, Evangelist Enya?
When you hear the word blessing, every spiritual blessing, make it application now. Application. Every spiritual blessing. We are blessed with every spiritual blessing.
Praise the Lord. Now, every spiritual blessing relates to what we are actually looking at here. When God created man, the Bible says God made man in his own image. And the scripture also says God is a spirit. And so the man created is a spirit. Now, every spiritual blessing means Or when a man is created, he's not created by chance. He's created for a purpose. And all that is required for the fulfillment of the purpose is given in the spiritual realm. He's spoken into existence in the spiritual. All that is required, both for him to connect to God and to get physical things. Now, how do I get this? I need to get connected to God. Speak these things into, this is what we are saying, frame. You speak those ones that you are supposed to, that are supposed to manifest physically. You also get connected to God. So every spiritual blessing is all that a man needs. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. That means if there's a need or a challenge, if there's a need or a challenge, there's a solution somewhere. That means no matter what you face now, already there is a solution somewhere. No matter what you need now, somebody said, somebody asked that in his hand. He may not be willing to give, but he has it. Because God is not doing anything again on the heart. He blessed his heart as a power of blessing. So, through faith we understand that the unseen came from the seen came from the unseen. Do you agree? And therefore, Mrs., do you agree? So as a father or as parent, if you see your child behaving one way and you don't like it, how do you apply this scripture here to frame it? Is it by shouting or by caning or by making all the noise in the house? Sister Bumi Jr. I just want to hear us tonight. See, through faith we understand that our walls were framed.
Word of God.
The things we see came from the unseen. And the man spoke what he wanted to see. When he saw darkness, he spoke light. So in a house, if that's an issue with your child, issue with your spouse, how do you apply this scripture to frame the wall, to repair it, to amend it, to bring forth what you want? Yes, ma'am.
What you do is, number one, to study the word of God. What it says about that particular issue.
Tell me what it says about that particular issue. You are a married woman, so tell me what it says about children, like about your spouse.
In the case of the children, like he said in Isaiah 8:18, he said, I and the children whom the Lord has given to me, we are for signs and we are for wonders. And he said, I bless every seed that comes out of me. So like in the case of a child, maybe in school is not, like what you want to see is not what it's bringing for. All you need is just to, reaffirm what God has already said about that child and use your mouth, speak the same thing as God has already spoken about that child. Bring it to existence. Speak the word. And frame that child's life.
I say make it application. I'm asking for application. Okay. I've had enough theories. Apply this thing. Let me see how you apply it. Let me see how we can apply. Give it to Sister Forte.
Okay, let me give you an example. That's from me now. Okay, I have a wonderful child, a wonderful daughter. Has been very wonderful, But all the time, as I look at her life, I don't look at, the way she's behaving or those things that she do. What I just say to her, sometimes even in speaking to you, she speaks in a wonderful way. But I just say what has been said already about her. And I said, you are blessed. You are wonderful. Even in academy, I say, you are the best. That course, you are finishing it. It is no matter what she's doing in her grade, but I speak the word of God concerning her all the time. That you,
how do you repair the grade? How do you amend the grade? Because I say we have learned, you can repair, you can amend, you can bring forth.
Okay.
So you don't want a poor grade. How do you repair the grade?
I speak to her life. I say you're like, okay, I have a son too. Okay, in his study, in his course, he said in that department, the school, that they have a standard that they don't give distinction, no matter how good you are in that school. It's just a standard set in the mass communication department that all they could give you is upper credit, and in a session, maybe you get like 4, like that. But there was a day a word of God was going forth here. I think through pastor, doctor, he said, protocols are broken on your behalf. And I key into that word that day. And from that day, I said, Babatunde, in mass communication department, in Mapoli, because of you, protocols are broken on your behalf. And I continually speak that word every day. Each time he will call me, mommy, they bring the breakdown, the GP and everything. I say, I've said to you, because of you, protocols are broken on your behalf. And when he finished his OND, I think they said they've not recorded that before. Distinction he was given.
But the only person. Every clap for the mommy. Every clap for the mommy.
They said in that school, that's the first distinction.
Every clap for
because
the
of that word. I just caught that word that day.
Okay, see.
Praise the Lord.
I'm going to sister forth and wait for your own question. I'm trying to see how we apply these things. The word of the Lord, sit down first. The word of the Lord is to profit us.
If you say we are blessed, and God bless Abraham in all things. And Ephesians 1:3 says, you are blessed with every spiritual blessing. The blessings are in words. Do you agree? Let's see quickly the book of Genesis. But when we say blessings, I'm putting that you fast for a whole month. After fasting now, God will now do something in your life. Genesis, blessings are in word. 48 verse 3. 48 verse 3. Then Jacob said to Joseph, God Almighty appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me. Verse 4. And said to me. So when God blessed him, God said to what? Behold, I will make you fruitful and multiply you. I said to us earlier, the blessing is the same blessing that the blesser Adam and Eve with when he made them. The first word they had was what? They are blessed. Say, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the heart, subdue it, have dominion. So you walk in the consciousness of the blessing. Say, I'm blessed. And I said also that when he made the garden, he wanted men to do what? Replicate the garden by the power of the blessing. Despite he was aware that Satan was in the garden, because he has cast him down before. That means Satan is not a factor. Say, neighbor, Satan is not a factor. Circumstances you find yourself today is not the factor. I want you to respond to me, because if you don't respond, it means you don't live this world. Some of us will just come to the house of God, collect information, and your life is not reflecting what we are saying. It's a waste of time. Circumstances cannot hold you bound. You are because of the power of the blessing. See, you know, whatever happens to you, is not what matters. It's the way you respond that matters.
Senior, I can never be disadvantaged. Senior, I can never be disadvantaged. Verse 4 says, and said to me, I can help me this your mic, like you help me on Wednesday morning. I don't like this sound. And he said to me, behold, I will make you fruitful and multiply you. I will make of you a multitude of people and give this land to your descendants after you as an everlasting possession. Jacob was reporting, I say, to Joseph, God Almighty appeared to me. When he appeared to me, he gave me dollars, he gave me pounds, he gave me land. What did he give him? He spoke to him. He blessed him by speaking. The power of the blessing will change everything. Life and death is where? In the power of the tongue. And they that love it will eat the fruit. Symbol, eat the fruit thereof. We are saying, because I'm just trying to link it all together, that you can bless your children, you can reverse things, you can break protocol, you can bless your spouse instead of complaining. All your complaining will not do much. Where you are working, my boss is stupid, my boss is mean, my boss is wicked. As much as you say that word, those words, what are you doing? You are farming it. You are releasing more cause to affect you wickedly. If they don't mind them, they are so foolish. Praise God, somebody. Praise God, somebody. Genesis 27, verse 28. Okay, see from verse 27. Okay, well, verse 26, you can, 26 now. And his father Isaac said to him, come near now and kiss me, my son. Let me help you from here. You know the story of the blessing. When the man planned to take the blessing by back door, actually, he was the blessed one. When he was born, God has pronounced him the senior. It makes no difference. And the senior brother actually saw the birthright. So actually, if the father has called him to come for the blessing, you'd have said, I saw this thing to my brother. But he wanted to have his cake and eat it. Is it possible? Well, he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his clothing and blessed him and said. See, anybody, bless him and said. So you can't say you bless someone without speaking. So you bless your children by speaking. Every word you release, you either release a blessing or a curse. What is a curse? Every word not in line with the plan, purpose of God is a curse. My child, are you mad? Can you imagine a mother telling the child, are you mad? Who can say that? Am I wrong? Yeah. Maybe it's not somebody else. Maybe somebody you know. Under desperation, the boy or the girl did some funny things, and before they know it, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth does what? Are you foolish? All those things are words of what? Curses. I see, surely the smell of my son is like the smell of the field which the Lord has blessed, which the Lord has blessed. They are blessing conscious in those days. Nowadays, we are curses conscious. Am I right? In many of our programs, somebody is here, you are under a course, family course, generational course, which one again? Before you know it, there are so many courses flying here and there. But in this place, they are blessing conscious. See, it says, which the Lord has blessed. Therefore, may God give you of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the heart, and plenty of grain and wine. Let people serve you, and nations bow down to you. Imagine you bless your children like that. This blessing here is not exclusive at all, because you are now blessed with every spiritual blessing. Say, I'm blessed. So you walk in the consciousness, not of the cause. Even if it's if you observe your family and you think that in your lineage, earthly lineage, they are cause. Because you are born again, you belong to another what? Family. And there is no cause in that family. But don't forget that if you don't say anything with your mouth, you will not release the power of the blessing. Even when God bless them, he said, be fruitful. He just say, don't just look at them and do like this. You know, I love you. He didn't do that. He opened his mouth and said, be fruitful. Multiply. And here, see the blessing. If I were you, look at the blessing the Father released. Say, therefore, may God give you of the dew of heaven. Say, amen, somebody. Amen. Of the dew of heaven. Number two, I'm sure I don't want to go to that now. Paul said that, surely the smell of my son is like the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. So in his thinking, it's about blessing, which the Lord has blessed. So when you go to Libra, you say, good morning, doctor. This place is blessed. You knock somebody's house and you enter and you say, this home is blessed. Somebody went somewhere and said, I'm spending demons here. The man said, you came with the demons, so leave my house now. I said, true life story. He went to a man's house and he said, what's happening? He said, I'm spending some demons around this place. He said, well, maybe they came with you. Please leave my house. The smell is like a field which the Lord has blessed. Think about that. Praise God, somebody. Say, anybody, you are blessed. Can a spring bring forth both hot and cold water? Can a spring bring forth both blessing and cursing? So if you don't bless men, if you curse men, it's because then I'm blessed. So say, therefore, may God give you of the dew of heaven, because you are blessed with every spiritual blessing. Number two, and the fatness of the heart. When you hear fatness of the heart, doctor, what do you hear? When you hear, okay, the mic is with you. Fatness of the heart. Fatness of the heart. No, give it. Keep the mic. Tell me. Fatness of the heart. The dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth. What do you think it's talking about?
Praise the Lord. I think the fatness of the earth has to do with all the good things of life. The Bible says that we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings and all the good things of life. We've been blessed with all that pertain to life and godliness. So the fatness of the earth has to do with wealth, riches, silver and gold.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Sit down. Therefore, may God give you of the dew of heaven and of the fatness of the heart, and plenty of grain and wine. Let people serve you. It does not say let people. Let what?
Peoples serve you.
And it's nations will serve you. He released the power. He did not give the son gold and silver. Say, a good father will leave inheritance for his children. I don't think it's gold and silver. The release of the anointing, because the blessing in the whole is the power to, is the empowerment to prosper. When you say blessing, it's the same thing with anointing now. When a man is anointed, it is a divine empowerment to do things like God himself. Please don't get to think about it. You can reverse any situation in your house, in your home. But you must be conscious that you are a blessed man, and the words you are releasing. Say, the words I speak are spirits, and they are alive. They are going to the future of your children, future of your husband, future of where you are working. When you release those words are spirits. If you look at your husband and say, only you are mighty in the land. Only, instead of saying, look at your head. Is it your mace? Is it the way they are giving their, and people they just release course. The man has enough trouble. They added to it by their mouth. Say, the words I speak are spirits. Power of life and death is where? In your mouth. So the blessing and the cursing. But because we are blessed, but you are allowed to release both. You are allowed to do what? Allowed to release both. Is that true? Is that true? Yeah, I say you are allowed to release both blessing and curses. Is that true? If you agree, put your hand up. Some people don't understand me. So if you agree, put your hand up. You are blessed to release both blessing and curses. If you agree, put your hand up. You are allowed to release. To you are allowed to bless. You are allowed to curse. Some people don't understand me. But they put. You are allowed to curse. Okay. Okay. Just pick your choice. Don't worry yourself. You are allowed to bless and you are allowed to curse. You agree with pastor? Put your hand up. You don't agree? Put your hand down. It's not a crime. It's not, we're not sure. They say, why is it going now? Okay, let's look at the Bible carefully. But people that are mature, they agree with me. You see now? Praise God, somebody. Praise God, somebody. No, when I was okay, let me just quickly go to that place so we can. Deuteronomy 11 verse 29. Let's go there. Deuteronomy 11 29. Deuteronomy 11 29. It shall come to pass you shall put what? The blessing. Is anybody the blessing? On Mount Gerizim. You shall put the blessing upon Mount what? Garrison, and shall put the cause where? Who said that? God. If you understand blessing, the word blessing also means life, and the word cause means death. Did you hear that? Some things should not live. A man moves to a neighborhood, and before you know it, they bought a brothel to that neighborhood. And when they say brothel, they have young guys there that you know what they do. And of course, it will attract armed robbers, it will attract strange people. And somebody put a curse on that place. And that business withered. Is that right? It's all right. It's right now. For this purpose, Son of Man appeared to destroy the works of the devil. why he was anointed is to destroy the works of the devil. Why you are blessed is to destroy the works of the devil. To subdue. So, by the words of your mouth, so when you move to a place, you move to a house, you can bless that house. When we bless a car, we impart that car with the anointing of God, that this one will not have accidents. You know, but you must be conscious of what you are doing. If you do it out of your head, it will not work. You do it out of your conviction that you are a blessed man. And every word you are speaking releases blessing. That's why you be very careful with your words. If you really believe that everything you are saying is powerful, you cannot talk anyhow. Is that not true? Very true. Not true. Say anybody, you are anointed. Tap into anybody, you are anointed. And you are blessed. So say, when you get to a place, put your blessing upon not what? Go and do a study. I did a study there. When they want to do some things there, God says, stand on this mountain and bless people. Stand on this one and curse them. They have already put a blessing upon that mountain. If you go to Israel today, that place has no is a dry, no vegetation there. Words were released and the word had power to destroy all the nutrients in the then I'm blessed. So if you understand that, you can get to a place and release a blessing. You can get to a place and release a curse. You can dry up the works of the devil in a place. Because you are there, you can say no to the oppression and the manipulation. It makes no difference where you find yourself. You are blessed.
I am blessed.
Zawaye is not working. Our AC not working. The AC, I did not working. Okay, is it cold? Okay, this is okay. I don't know. Praise God, somebody. Say anybody, I'm blessed. So they say you put your blessing upon a place. Say anybody, your blessing. So when you move to a new house and you don't know what you have done there before, because you move in there, you have the authority to put your blessing. And when you put your blessing, whatever they have done before, cease to operate. Until you leave. And you get to a place where people are misbehaving. You put your curse there. And you dry up the works of the darkness. Tell anybody, you are blessed. That's why we are saying. He said that if you understand, sincerely you understand what we are talking about. If sincerely you really understand that the what we see in the physical, they came from the unseen. And you are the one that is allowed to create it by your mouth. It's not God now. It's not devil. Do you hear me? Yeah. And don't believe me. He said, no, pastor, no. I said, it's not God or the devil. So what you don't see in your life is because you have not created it. Wow. By nature, when he said, as he is, so we have. When we became born again, we have the nature of God. Say, neighbor, nature of God. Say, neighbor, life of God. The nature of God is love. 1 John 4:8. What is 1 John 4:8? What is there? Let me read it. 1 John 4:8 is what? Okay, please open the Bible. If you don't know, open the Bible and read. 1 John 4:8 quickly.
Whoever does not love.
See God's submission. You may say you are, call yourself anything you want to call yourself. Bible says, whoever does not love does not know God. Whoever does not walk in agape, not just love, not the human filial love. Whoever does not exhibit agape kind of love does not know God. You may be a pastor, you may be a reverend, you may be a bishop. As far as heaven is concerned, you don't know God. Why? God is love. Then Romans 5:5. What is it? Romans 5:5. Romans 5:5.
For hope maketh not ashamed, for the love of God has been poured. I like the word poured. The same love that God has is where?
In my heart.
So you can love the way God loves because we are born of God. Is that not true? So you have the nature of God. So nature of God is love. Your nature is what? Are you convinced? God has a faith nature. Is that true? If I'm not convinced. I say God has a faith nature. What does that mean? Who's helping me? Give this to Sister Gertrude now, the mic. It's going around. It may still come to you. God has a faith nature. What does that mean?
It's a faith nature. God is the one that calls those things that be not as though they were. He sees things ahead. And that thing he wants to be, that's what he says and he calls.
I say he has a faith nature. What does that mean to you? He has a faith nature. He does things by faith. His nature is to function by faith. It's faith God. If you're a child, if you are born of God, what are you? If you see carefully in the gospel, it tells them many times, have faith of God or believe. In the epistles, you will see that those words hardly come up at all. Help me with this mic now. Help me. Why? Because by birth, they have faith of God. Is that true? So, it's not saying that our faith. He knows that by birth they have faith. Is that not true? But he asked them to do something about their faith. He said, build up your most holy faith. Doing what? Second Corinthians 5:7. What is there? Second Corinthians 5:7. Please help me with this mic. It's becoming worse.
Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5:7. We said earlier the blessings are in words. We frame our words, our world by our words. We say we walk in the consciousness of the blessing. We say also that we have a nature of God. By nature, God bless people. God is looking at to bless men. And when we understand we are blessed and we walk in the consciousness of the blessing, we have his love nature, we have his faith nature, we have his creative nature. Is that true? We have his love nature. We have his faith nature. So automatically as a Christian, we function by faith. Because we are born like that. We have the faith of God. We have the love of God. Then I say we have his creative nature. That means what? We have his creative nature. In him was life, and the life was the light of man, or the development of man. So when we are born again, he said, you know all things. It's in 1 John chapter 2:20. Say you know all things. You don't need that. 2:20, 2:27. You have an unction from the Holy One. You know all things. Say we have the creative nature of God. What does that mean? We have the creative nature of God who is helping us. I say we have his love nature, we have his faith nature, we have his creative nature. So don't forget when the patriarchs of old, when they release blessing, it's the same way that God blessed Adam and Eve, say be fruitful and multiply. So they were empowered to release blessing. So when you get to a place, you can put your blessing in a place and put your curse in a place. So it means you are blessed. So because they too, they are made, they have the nature of God as servants. So they are empowered to release blessing. I'm going to say, here. Never I'm blessed. So who can help us with it? God has his creative nature. Okay. Creative nature.
So one of the things you taught us, speaking of the blessing, and I was meditating on it. The first few words they had are powerful words. Be fruitful. So produce and reproduce. Multiply, increase and enlarge. He now said replenish. Replenish is actually to create. You take the garden from where it is and fill the rest of the land. And then he says subdue. Subdue is also powerful. It means bring creation. Use everything created to fulfill your assignment. Anything that disobeys you, you can put a curse on it. That's the meaning of subdue. And then he said you are in charge. That's the most powerful. So we have a creative nature. We are supposed to go somewhere and create our desires there. When he said, take your peace from them, in the gospel, he said, take your peace from them. That means there is a creative aspect to their presence in that place.
That's beautiful. Anybody you see here? I don't know about you. I don't know when you hear some words and the way you are looking. You know, you should be excited. Someone said, if you are given a chance to pick between a blessing and $1 million, what will you pick?
A blessing.
Are you sure? Pastor. But the people of the old will pick a blessing. But the blessing has the power to reproduce $1 million many times. See, their blessing is said, the fatness of the land, the dew of heaven. Peoples will serve you. He put people under him automatically. He put nations under him by the power of the blessing. Say, neighbor, I'm blessed. Say, neighbor, peoples will serve you. It's not the people, peoples. I mean, say, nations will serve you. Say so you will lend to nations, you will not borrow. So you will lend to nations because you are blessed. Anyway, you are blessed. Then neighbor, I am blessed. Say so neighbor, you are looking at a blessing. Say, and God bless Abraham in all things. Anyway, all things. Nothing missing, nothing broken. So if you are sure you are, in your consciousness, in your thinking. Let's see quickly Psalm 39 verse 5. Psalm 39 verse 5. Okay, let me be. I say also the blessing brings favor. Let's start from verse 39 from verse 3. Okay, let me start from verse 2. 39 from verse 2. Is anybody still here? 39 verse 2. Is anybody still here? The neighbor used to hear. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man. Did you hear that? Even as a slave. Can you imagine to qualify a slave as a successful man? Yes, sir. 39 from verse 2. 39 from verse 2. The Lord was with Joseph, and he said, I will never leave you. I will never say, neighbor, I'm successful. Because if God says, I will never leave you, and here, because it was with Joseph, the man was successful. You cannot do less. Anybody, you cannot do less. Anybody, I can't do less. Say, I am successful. Okay. Say, the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptians. Think about that. What a description. Successful servant, successful slave. Say, neighbor, I'm successful. Say, neighbor, I'm more than this. I'm successful. I'm not a slave, I'm a son. And his master saw. What did he see? I would say we are the sweet fragrance of Christ. The master saw that the Lord was with him. That means where you are walking, people must see that the Lord is with you. Where you are living, people must see. In your environment, people must see. When you go for that contract in Abuja, when you step in, they must see there is something different about this man. And it depends on you. You are the one walking in the consciousness of the blessing. When you move to Dubai, people must know that you are blessed. Anybody blessed? And the master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did to prosper. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. In this law he meditates day and night, shall be like a tree planted by where? That bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaves will not wither, and whatsoever he does must labor and bless. Whatever I do prospers. And I say you must release the blessing by the words of your mouth. So when you are even in the kitchen preparing food for your husband, whatever I do prospers. Whatever I do prospers. Whatever I do prosper. Why must you speak? The blessing is in the speaking. It's not only to work in your thinking. You must pronounce the blessing. You must say something. Say, I'm blessed. The more I say I'm blessed, the more I'm blessed. I am blessed. But the words of my mouth carry, the words of my mouth are loaded. See, the words I speak are spirits and they are alive. They are not mere words. Anybody, they are not mere words. So when you say you are blessed, when I was in Reverend Pastor Wilma's church, I was trying to prove that this one, because they asked me to come for a revival. You know, when you go for a revival, it's not a teaching service. You must have to do some mix, some things, some power and things like that. So when I was telling them, I say, when you pronounce a word and you are conscious of who you are, you release a spirit. So I just call one person. I say, come. I say, you are blessed. When I say, you are blessed. Oh, the fellow just something eat that fellow. That means a spirit left called blessing, boom, into our life to cause her to produce. Say, you are blessed. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish. Say, but I'm blessed. So, when the master saw that he was blessed and that all he did prospers, not few. He says, all. His master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made all he did to prosper. So Joseph found favor in his sight and serving. He made him an overseer. So verse 5. So it was from the time that he made him overseer of his house and all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. The Lord blessed all for Joseph's sake. Even today, if you are a tenant in a place, the Lord must bless that place for your sake. As a church in this environment, we must be a blessing. We must be a light. They must be aware that some people are here and we are protected, we are covered because these people are here. It is not automatic. We must walk in the consciousness and open our mouth and say that. You tell somebody apply for a job and they did not take him and he wrote the organization. I said, I don't know, people like us don't fail tests. I don't know what happened that you say I'm not qualified. But God has ordained me to bless you. You are missing something.
they are so they are so shocked that who this audacity. But you know, when a man is drunk, is he afraid to send in jazz? I have an uncle. When he's singing, we say, you know, the thing he has got in there. Before he gets there, he will not sing. Or maybe he's taking that thing and he gets there. He begins some funny, funny song. And he can do anything. When you are conscious of the blessing, your mouth cannot but say something that will make men to wonder. See Christ, they say no man ever spoke like this man. He was walking in a consciousness that people of the world of his time never imagined. How can a man speak like this? He spoke to the waters. He spoke to the tree. He spoke to everything. Never speak the blessing. Because you must speak now. You must bless your works. You must bless where you are living. You must bless your child. You must bless your car. You must bless everything. So say, so the aura of God can rest on those things. Anybody, I'm blessed. The power of the blessing made God to create things. He framed the world with the words of his mouth. Is that not true? So how are you framing your own words? It's complain. When they say your child is a dollar, you agree. You say, Mutiribe, I don't know why he doesn't understand things. You use your mouth to agree. Is that true? Is that true? We are born of God. Say, whatsoever is born of God. You know, I was in the house of somebody this afternoon. We are listening on the TBN. And this woman, Marilyn, said that when the Sarah, the daughter, when she was in school many years ago, and came home and was a bit sad, said, Mommy, I'm not good at sports. You know, I'm good in every other thing. Bible says we are blessed in all areas. And she was trying to say, hey, you know, at least it's okay now. Holy Ghost said, don't say that. You are to mentor her that she can do all things through Christ who is her strength. Say, what does that mean? All things means all things. So you say, sorry, my daughter. Okay, let's go about it now. You can do all things through Christ. And I say, okay, this sport, how many of them do you want to lead? Say, I want to lead in two. So he began to confess. You can do all things through Christ. Christ is in you. So before, in the day of the event, of course, he went to the girl and said, yeah, God is my confidence. It's at work in me. The word has entered into her. And as they spoke, she came forth in two events. Say, anybody can do all things. Say, I'm not limited. I cannot be limited. The power of the blessings at work in my life. So even if I come to greet you in your house, I come with a blessing. That's what you're saying before. So when you enter a place, when they receive you, it is your blessing. Yeah, and if they don't receive you, you can say, well, So I'm the carrier. When you think like that and you are conscious of that, you work for a man. Imam must see that you are blessed. And he cannot but favor you because he understands this is the secret of my blessing. Laban went to his oracle and they told him, Laban said, I have been doing this business, but now I'm blessed. What is the secret? The oracle said, the man you employ, that man, Jacob, is the source of what? Your blessing. Say, well, Jacob, let's negotiate. If it can happen in the Old Testament, how much more in the New Testament? Say, but my people, we are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Through grace and peace, we multiply through knowledge. We walk in the consciousness of our blessing. We are the fragrance of Christ. We can do all things through Christ who is our strength. Whatever we do shall prosper. You know, bank must know that they are blessed because you walk there. Praise God, somebody. Say, neighbor, I am blessed. You may not look it; it makes no difference. I don't know. Last time I told you, I don't know who feel is here. You feel that your hair is a color brown or color white. It's the eyes you will notice, not the color, not the feeling.
When it comes to the blessing, you cannot feel your blessing. It's the word of God that says you are blessed. When you agree with God's word and you walk in the consciousness of God's word, the blessing will automatically manifest. Say, neighbor, I'm blessed. Say, God bless him in all things, and all he does prospers. Even the man saw that this man, my own blessing is traceable to this man. Say, God was with him. He had favor. Say, man, favored. So the blessing attracts favor. The blessing attracts protection. If you go to the book of Deuteronomy 28, see everything that because they are blessed, they are protected. Even their livestock, even their was not permitted to be barren. See the blessing. How much more you? Even their livestock was not permitted to be barren. The power of the blessing. So God created all things by the power of his word. Because the word of God is blessed. Your life is blessed. Your home is protected. And whatever you do, prosper. You have insight because you have the life of God. So you can stay in a place with Holy Ghost. And say, Holy Ghost, I want your mind. Mangali, mani, 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 hongraba, reimo, vondora, mahene, rakada, mahendo, reimo, lo, shande, mahele, akada, mafindo, mahene. And you stay with him, you will receive his mind. Say, the Lord was with him and blessed him in all things. You have a better time with God. God is where? In you. Is anybody in you? So wherever you appear, God appears there. Is that true? Yes. Anybody, I'm blessed. So it's a creative force. We are faith children. We walk in love. We have creative ideas. We have insight. But we open our mouth all the time to say, to frame our words with the word of faith. Praise God, somebody. Abraham is a man that was blessed. Say, I am blessed. I was saying, we are blessed with faithful Abraham. Say, anybody, I'm blessed. So, if Abraham was blessed, and even his mistake, when Abraham made a mistake and he lied twice because he was a blessed man, what was the punishment he gave to him? The man lied very well twice because he was a blessed man. Punishment is silver and gold. Think about that. Anybody, I'm blessed. Even my mistakes are working together for my good. Are you sure you can say that? Even my errors are all working together for my good. Somebody was told in his office, he said, you are stupid. He said, Oga, I'm sorry. I cannot be stupid. I agree I made a mistake. But people like us, where I came from, we are never stupid. we have the mind of Christ. How can a man that has the mind of Christ be stupid? Some of you can agree. Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I'm stupid. All because of a fear of man. I would say fear of a man is a snare. Say woe unto him that makes man. Is what is trust. He will not see good when it comes. Because you are afraid of somebody lost his life because of his father, you know. The man they took care of their wedding and the one paying all the bills. So the man can call this son, you know, anytime. So go to Badon, go to Lake, go anywhere. The man, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes. One day he travel and God said, don't have any other God beside me. Then if I am blessed. So you frame our words blessing. We frame our words. Like you say, even they may break protocol because of your case. And because you are blessed, the fruit of your wombs are blessed. Say, so you will see your children. So your children even are not permitted to be barren. Because they came from you, they are covered. Because you came from him, already you are covered. As I say, you, because he must see his children by the blessing. So because you came from him, it is automatic, because as far as he put the pressure on that word must perform. Then I'm blessed. and the fruit of my wombs are blessed and fruitful in the land. I cannot be barren. I cannot be poor. I'm mighty in the land. I'm a voice in this land. I eat the good of the land. I'm blessed with the dew of heaven and the fatness of the heart, and with wine and drinks and the wine and seed, in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God, somebody. We are going to round up now. I want us to do a study on this thing. I said the tithing is a blessing connection. You know, when the king of Salem, Abraham, was coming from the slaughter of the kings, and he met who? King of Salem. He paid him tithe. I would say he blessed him. He blessed him. He brought wine. He brought oil and wine, and he blessed him. Under New Testament, we are not cursed. Anyway, we are not cursed. And we cannot be cursed. I know you tell me that some people, they do a little program, cause. Well, God deals with everybody at this level. But if you see Bible carefully in Galatians 3 verse 15, what is there? 3:15 or 3:13? 3:13. 13 says what? Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. And the curse there is not the curse of the law only. The curse of any curse. And we can prove that. That the blessing of Abraham. And I've told you, Abraham's blessing is the same blessing of Adam and Eve. The same word. Be fruitful, multiply. The same word. So that the blessing, and those that are of faith, they are blessed with faithful Abraham. Are you of faith? If you are of faith, be on your feet, because you are blessed with faithful Abraham. Say, neighbor, I'm blessed with faithful Abraham. Tell three people, I'm blessed with faithful Abraham. I'm blessed with faithful Abraham. I'm blessed with faithful Abraham. And the Lord blessed Abraham in all things. Someone said about it, he said, the Lord has made my master great. Somebody is here this evening, you are great in this land. By the power of the blessing. When he called him out of darkness, he said, leave your father's house and follow me. I will make you great. I will make you a blessing. Those that bless you are blessed. If you bless me, you are blessed. And those that curse me, they are in trouble. You don't need to do anything. He said, this stone, if you fall on this stone, what will happen? It will be broken. But if this stone now fall on you, and to powder, is in the blessing. Anybody, it's in the blessing. I want to be on your feet. You can do all things through Christ with your strength. Be on your feet. You can do all things through. I want you to bless yourself tonight and bless the fruit of your womb. Bless your children. Bless this assembly. We are the light of our world. We are a blessing in our environment. You are blessed. You are not cursed. You are favored. The fruit of your womb, they are blessed. Everything connected to you are blessed. Whatever you do will prosper. Because of you, where you are walking is blessed. And men will see the blessing, and they will serve you. Nations will serve you. Peoples will serve you. They will submit themselves to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Your household is blessed. You are